Hello there, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Help, I'm an Adult. This is, I believe, episode 2 now of this new phase of the podcast. When I say new phase, basically just me in my 30s, so I feel like I'm speaking from a point of wisdom, if you get what I mean. But welcome to another episode. And if this is your first time listening to Help, I'm an Adult, this is a podcast that was established back in 2020, and it's all about listening to somebody's perspective who's going through the adulting process the same as every one of you. And that's because everybody I listen to in their 20s or in their 30s were either influencers or celebrities and stuff, and they'd give advice and be like, yeah, I get it, but like, not relatable. So I created Help an Adult just to speak from a relatable perspective, a girl who just regular human being who just gets by, going to work, coming home, being a homebody, going out for dinner once in a while kind of girl. Nothing fancy here. It's just me, a microphone, and my phone. So I will apologize now for any kind of background noise, wind, whatever it is. I'm not in a very soundproof room as it is. So yeah, let's dive into this episode. So far, if you've listened to the intro, if you haven't, let me just catch you up. I took a break in about 2021 September, I believe it was. And this is going to be the 2024, I decided to make it a comeback, I guess. So I'm going to be going through what those last few years have been like for me and the lessons I've learned based on different experiences that I've had. And I'm going to try to be posting every Friday from now on. And when I need a break, I'll let you all know I'm taking a break. Yeah, that's pretty much the premise of Help I'm an Adult. And in today's episode, I'm going to catch you up on what happened at the beginning of 2022. So this was right in the middle of when, actually, I just got an offer accepted on my property, which I discussed in episode 1. So all that hard work paid off of looking at house. I can't even count how many I looked at. I think I want to say about 15 properties I looked at before I found the one. And even this one I found, it was listed end of December of 2021. But the viewing was until like early January. So I went in for the viewing in January. I won't say it was love at first sight, but I could see the potential in it. And I came with my dad, so we were like, let's just put an offer down. And at this point, I think we've been rejected on 2 or 3 offers. I wasn't just putting offers down willy-nilly, but there was a few that already said no to some offers that we'd put down. So I was at my demoralized phase of the house hunting. Anyway, our offer got accepted in January of 2022, which was great news. So had to just kickstart it. I was buying my sister, and she hadn't seen the property, so she was a bit hesitant based on the pictures. So we had to book a follow-up to come view it again. And I think it was about a week later. And so we said yes, let's go ahead with it after a week of them accepting. And I know that sounds bizarre, but God's favor, I guess, because they held on to it for us. And it was a case of where we were not even like the highest bidder on the property, but the owner really wanted to sell quickly and we had no chain and all of that. So it just worked out in our favor. And honestly, thank God for that. So we got the property right then, and I was also in that phase where I was like, okay, I'm not getting a house of my own now. I'm feeling more settled. I think I'm ready to start praying seriously about my future husband, my future partner, and which I did. And then I was like, you know what? As us Christians and Christians listening might understand, like, there's sometimes I'm like, let me just help God out a bit. So I signed up to online dating. I think I just used the new app because I'd already done online dating previously, and it was, what's the name of the app? I can't remember the name of the app. Not Bumble, Hinge, that's it. Sorry, took me a while, jeez. But yeah, signed up to Hinge, and I was like, you know what, now that I know where I'm going to be living permanently, I'm going to change my location, all of that. But long story short, I matched with somebody, and it was just great vibes, great, like, we just clicked immediately. Met up like a week afterwards, and we had pizza and we just talked the entire time, and it was just nice. And yeah, so at that time I kind of put myself out there, I guess, in that case. And after a while, I believe like after a month, we're like, yeah, this is it. We're pretty much serious about each other. So let's go into it. And then obviously, as relationships go, there were moments where I was like, ugh. And there were moments where I'm pretty sure he was like, ugh. And then there were moments where I'm like, yeah, this is it. And this is not it. But long story short, at the end of 2022, we decided to, 2022. We decided to cut it off and ended like very mutually, no issues, no problem. It was just, it just seemed like God was saying, now is not the time. And even if this is the right person, it was still a matter of now is not the time. There are things with family that needed to be sorted as well and properly understood. And yeah, but we're still friends. We still chat. And I guess one thing I learned in that period was that I am very much an overthinker. And I'm very much that person that I like to know what's coming when it comes to a lot of things in my life. I like to know where things are going, how things are heading. So I just don't want to be played around. And whereas he was very much chilled and just like, let's just enjoy the moment. And again, that was actually something I then took away from it, to be like, you know what, there's some things that are just out of our human control and my control that I need to give it to God and enjoy the moment of whatever it is that I'm experiencing, be it a relationship, be it work, be it an activity I'm doing. I need to live more and enjoy the moment, because even if it ends and when it ends, I will have that memory and the good memory to go by. So yeah, that is the lesson from this episode. As we go through adulting and we try to anticipate our futures and want to think ahead and want to plan ahead, either to prevent the heartbreak or either to just make sure we have our finances in check, or just to be sure, because again, it's just human nature to want to know things. Make sure that we stay in the moment and enjoy the moment and the little things in the moment that we're living in. So in whatever that situation might be. So yeah, that's the lesson from this episode. I hope that helps you guys moving forward. For anybody in their mid-20s, late-20s, early-20s, wherever you might be, honestly, please do enjoy every moment of it. I'm not saying that it drastically changes your 30s. I've only been 30 for like a few months. Actually, probably a month now. But it's not that. It's just very much like that now, that's the time to actually create those memories for yourself and make the mistakes if you're going to make them, and learn from those mistakes. Not keep making them, but learn from those mistakes. So yeah, a few lessons there. Thank you guys for listening. And as always, please feel free to subscribe, like on whatever platform you're listening on. Feel free to share this if you can, with your friends, with your families, with other people in that age, in that adulting phase of life, trying to just understand what the heck is going on. And I believe it'll all work itself out for you in the end of the day. God bless you all, and I'll see you on the next episode.